listening to the Chick Chat Podcast with hosts Danielle and Sarah. Woo! Let's get to it. Fuck yeah.
Hello, Chick Chatters, and welcome back.
Welcome. Oh, that intro. It just gets me grooving every time.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love it. But yeah, welcome friggin' back, ladies. We've missed you. Danielle,
yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
I haven't seen you in 2 weeks, and sad, and I'm so excited to be back chatting with you.
I know. Before this pod.
The F was your Xmas break.
Before this pod, we were like dishing all our goss, and I was like, wait, no talking until the podcast so we can talk about it.
Yeah,
my
we
break.
Literally sat in silence and ate salads because we wanted to save it all.
It was
for
just
the,
like
for
crunching.
Just for you guys.
Oh, the crunching.
Hope everyone had a great Christmas holiday break as well. I am 5,000 pounds heavier, but that's okay.
Same.
New Year, same me.
Oh, yeah.
How was your break, though?
My break was good. Yeah, so I was in New Brunswick, which is nice. So a couple flights. I felt super germy at those airports, and then I ended up kind of getting a little bit of a cold, which kind of sucked.
Yeah, that's expected with the travels.
But I actually had a good break. I didn't get any major arguments with my siblings, so that was always
amazing.
A plus.
That happens sometimes.
Well, last year I got in the biggest fight with my sister, literally left on Christmas Eve. The next day, like, I think I avoided everybody, ended up blocking my sister, like, fully, like, I only unblocked her this Christmas.
Oh my god.
Yeah
Christmas can kind of be like a rumbly drag down kind of fight,
but and I hadn't been home in a year.
I know,
so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna level up.
I was
up.
Actually dying because you're literally such a brat, and
oh yeah,
you're like the fucking
Kim K of the family.
You are, yeah, you fucking come strutting in. Like, you sent me the screenshot that you sent your dad, and
no,
I'm
I posted
like,
on my
I would
Insta story.
Okay, true. Well, I just thought it was just me because I'm selfish, but anyway, so I walked this fucking you're like talking to your dad and you're like, pick me up at 7:30, I want to go for dinner, something elevated. I'm like, I would literally drop kick you and not pick you up at the airport. Well, if I was them, I'm like, you're such a shithead.
I was grumpy first
elevated
of all.
Something elevated. I'd be like, oh, she's back. Must
I know
be Christmas.
I know
oh
I'm
my
a brat.
God, so funny.
I know. Well, my dad sent me a little smiley face after, so I felt like he wasn't that annoyed,
but like, LOL,
he was like, here
back.
We go,
they have to know it's Christmas.
I know. Well, I just feel like there's no good restaurants there, so I have
elevated.
To tell them.
Well,
honestly,
so
like, my family's like, let's go to the pizza shop that has ripped booths and a shitty cook that's been there for 29 years who
sounds
scratches
charming.
His butt when he works. Like, my parents, they're like, whatever. They're like super like unpretentious in that way, and I'm like, ew. I'm
You're
not
such
eating
a
that.
Dick. Oh my god, so funny.
I know. But how was your Christmas?
It was good. Honestly, it was really good. I was literally horizontal for like a week.
Oh,
I
yeah.
like full corpse. Like, I think corpse. My parents are worried. My mom was like, are you okay? Why are you sleeping so much? I'm like, I think I'm turning sloth. I'm full
but
sloth
I think
mode.
We all needed
and
it.
And hibernating.
We
no,
needed
but
the
I'm
break.
Having a hard time getting out of it.
I know. It's
I'm having
tough.
A really hard time getting out of it. So my return back to work is going to be difficult. There's this meme that's going around that it's like, how am I supposed to go back to work? I don't remember what I do anymore. And I can relate to it so much. I'm like, how the fuck do I do my
I
job
relate
again?
To that.
Aye. Well, yeah, Christmas was good. I am like a
what about New Year's? What did you do?
New Year's was really funny.
I saw that you posted that photo with my...
with your bodysuit.
Yeah.
It was. Oh my God, I was very out of character for New Year's.
Were you glam squad?
I was so slutty. Like,
really?
But I wasn't slutty. Like, there was no skin showing, but it was just like everything was
sensual.
Like, it was like I was wearing a lace bodysuit with a jean skirt and thigh-high boots.
Oh, damn.
I got accosted by a rock star. That's a song for another time, but it was really funny.
Can we? Whoa.
I know. It was so
okay, but I think you
funny.
Have to talk about this. Tell us.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I had a really fun New Year's. New Year's is really like...
Either hit or miss.
It's really hit or miss. In the past few years have been especially hit or miss for me. Like, one year I remember I went to a country bar with some girlfriends, and I was like, the clock struck midnight, and they got all the girls up on the bar, and they opened the curtains, and like Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy's on, and this, all the girls like do a show on the bar. I was crying. Like, I was just like, this. Like,
you
dancing.
Were crying.
Yeah, I was
while
such a
dancing.
Loser. Yeah, I was crying true. While I was dancing the same across from like a cowboy just because I was so Les Mis. Anyways, the next year, I think I had like a great New Year's. Lots of fun. I went to like Panama. I was like traveling with like an ex. I was pretty sick. Anyway. Yeah, I'm so cultured. Anyway, then the fucking
Panama.
I know.
Who Panama goes City. To Panama?
Yeah, I'm adventurous. True. Central America. Oh. Anyway, so the past couple of us, I've had to be working. So like I didn't really have to worry about New Year's. And like I got in a big fight with a bunch of my girlfriends after last year. Like that it was just like happen. A bad time. This year I had so much fun. I went out with like one of my best friends, her boyfriend, and a bunch of our gay guy friends, and they had a little party. They rented up this top level of a bar. Oh. We had our own little party and everyone just brought their friends, and it was actually so fun. Like no drama, like honestly, you know, your gay friends are like the best. Like they're just so fun. Like the music, you know, was amazing. So we just like danced like fools and had the funnest time. And then we all went back to my friend's house after, and we had a couple more drinks, and everyone was just like really funny in this funny move. And I was like, it got really late, and I'm like, you should go to bed at 10 p.m. or like no dice for me. And then one of our friends' older brothers is in this rock band.
But is he really a rock star? Like, is he famous or just like...
Yeah, they're like CanCon famous. Like, the band's called USS. I don't know if you've heard it, but anyway. So I, like, this guy is a character. Like, he's so funny. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was like going to leave, but I was like, oh my God, I'm like wearing these fucking boots. I'm like, they're like a statement. Like, they go up to my knee, my thigh. Like, literally it's like I'm wearing a pant. Like, they're just obnoxious. And like, everyone was just like kind of teasing me. And this guy.
Was it the black leather ones?
The black snake leather ones that are like those. So, they're like extremes. Anyways, those I was are going to leave.
Sans shoe.
And everyone, like someone sees me put the fucking boots on. They're like, Sarah, what the hell are those? So everyone starts making a scene. He's like, those are like Catwoman shit. This guy fucking starts crawling towards me. He like licked my boot.
Stop
like,
it.
It was insane. No. Like it was insane. He had this like weird exorcism. Like there's this video of it. I'll show you. You'll cry. It like. My friend's like, I've watched this 75 times and I am laughing so hard. Like my friend Laura put on her Insta story. Oh my God, it was hilarious, but I felt really great. I felt really great to be accosted by Rockstar. But anyways, that's how my next
stroke of the ego, it's stroke of the midnight clock.
So honestly, this year is going to be great. It's going to be good. I'm ready for it. A great break. I'm ready to friggin' give her. I'm that ready to come out of my hibernation.
The 2019 meme that I posted on our Insta stories with the Wii soundtrack, I have watched it like 15 times.
It's so funny.
Like, pew, pew. It's like ding.
Yeah.
Ding.
I love it. You know I love a dance meme.
Oh yeah.
Do you have
any
resolutions?
I have a couple.
Okay.
One, I want to stop saying like so much.
Yes. It's really hard to consciously do it. When I listen back to this, I'm like, fuck, 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 fuck.
I know. Same. I'm like, I sound like an uneducated, ignorant butch.
Well, we're educated. We're still ignorant, but.
That's true.
We did go to school.
Yeah. I mean, did we though? I can tell you, I cheated my way through.
Well, you fucking made it, sister.
Fuck yeah. All about that. Hustle and all about that grind and all about that debauchery.
Okay. What else you got on your list of resolutions?
Well, I want to make more money for sure.
Yeah.
I need to get that shmoney, honey.
For sure.
Yeah. I think number one, get that money. Number two.
Okay.
Stop saying liked so much. Great. Also, I want to stop swearing so much.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
good.
I don't know. It's appropriate in some contexts, but then like sometimes I'll catch myself. I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
Like I'll sometimes swear in front of people. Then I'm like, honestly,
I don't trust people that don't swear. So that's how I figure out if you're like a normal person. But I get it. Like sometimes you want to clean it up a bit. I swear a lot. And I've noticed that just from the podcast. I'm like, whoa, I need to chill out.
And sometimes, sometimes like I'm listening to our podcast I'll say things and then I'm like, shit, that was like not so tasteful. Like I didn't need to say that.
It's okay. We all forgive you.
Yeah.
You're human.
And also just keep my fitness up, eating healthy.
Working on your fitness. Live my life.
Get my skin like perfection.
Nice.
What about you?
I have a resolution for sure. It is no discounts.
Wait.
On it's in particular with like dating and like friendship and stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
no discounts.
Yeah,
like,
no okay. discounts. I was
like what kind of discounts?
No, like no discounts. Like, so especially like it has to be like equal playing field. Like it has to be like, no, like we're going for dinner, we're going for drinks. I'm not just sleeping with you. Like no discounts.
Like you're not giving exceptions.
No, I'm not giving exceptions. Like you need to put as much work in as I'm putting in. Like I'm not
I love that.
Letting people get away with the shit. This is in friendships too. Like yeah. if you're like a shitty friend and you don't make any effort, I'm not making efforts too. Cut yeah, out the toxic. So I'm just going to go for like an equal playing field, no discounts. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to.
Mine are so basic. Why didn't I come up with something cool? Fuck.
That's not.
But that is good. That's like so self-invested, self-love.
Yeah.
Like
this is my, well, yeah, this is my year.
Yeah.
Kill myself by it. No. I am just LOL. Like, I'm just like, no, this is not my year, but I'm just like, you know what? I'm tired of people making me feel
not
shitty.
Worthy.
Yeah. So I'm like, we're going to just be on the same page and then no one can feel shitty. And it's going to be great. Ow. Fuck yeah. All right, let's fucking kill it.
Let's get into it.
All right, let's get into it.
So, you guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything. What are you guys listening to? What's the cool jams?
Well, speaking of holiday parties, who obviously had the most iconic holiday party of them all?
Winter Wonderland. The Kardashians, that's
Kim
who.
Kim K. W.
Kiki,
do you love me? Oh. Are you writing?
Drama. Yeah, but that was gorgy. Gorge. They always have a banger, but I feel like this year they went over and above. They made fucking snow and covered their fucking backyard.
I think it was real snow.
Yeah, they were sledding.
Yeah, okay.
They were going down the hill.
It was full on. And like the entire backyard, like all the trees, everything. Yeah, and then they did like
a
who thing.
$1 gazillion.
I think.
Whoville?
Yeah, I think they like made part of the house.
That is wild to me. Like,
yeah.
Like, so they do this. They're probably like setting up for weeks. And then what? They just like have a bunch of dudes walking around their house Christmas morning, tearing down the event. Like,
I don't
how
even
does
think they
happen?
Took it down the next day because I think I saw something on Kim's.
Like, this is just
where
wild
she was walking
to me.
Through the yard and it was still snowy.
That's wild.
But I guess like the whole who. Dr. Seuss vibe, I guess Kanye would like art directed it.
Wow.
Which is kind of cool. Like classic. He went through his, yeah.
Wow. Anyways, it's stunning. Like the amount of time, money, and the outfits, the guest list. My God. Like everyone goes to this. J-Lo is there. Freaking
everybody.
Everybody.
Kim looked like her classic Kim self.
Yeah.
Oh, and she
I hated
had,
her dress. I hated it.
Oh.
I loved Kendall's.
I loved Chloe's. Kendall looked so good. Chloe
Kendall
looked
so
amazing.
Good.
I
Kylie
loved
looked great too.
Courtney looked super chic.
Yeah. I forget what she was wearing.
She was wearing like a black, like just like small dress. I think it was like a tuxedo style.
Oh,
wrap dress.
Cutie.
Okay. But Kim had a nip slip.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah. So she was like about to go into an interview or something. And then like Kanye caught it. And then he asked her a question, like the interviewer. And he was like, oh, like how was it? And she was like, so fun. And he was like, wait, like I want to ask you something. And then he like brought Kim towards him. And he was like, did you have a nip slip? And she's like, yeah, like, oops, I need to adjust myself. He, 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 like whatever.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And he was just like, I'm happy now. Like he didn't even care.
Kanye?
No, he didn't care.
Well, it's a fucking accident. It's not like she fucking...
Yeah, yeah.
Who cares? They're nipples. Areolas for everyone. But yeah, that's L-O-L. Funny.
L-O-L.
That's very funny. But did you see friggin' Paris and Kim slide down
the
hill
like
together?
Loving
on the
each
sled?
Other.
Yeah,
which
they're
is
like
so
BFF-ful.
Like...
I'm sure they're like squashing. Like, I know they are friends. Like, we've seen them like party together before, but...
Mm-hmm.
Kim was Paris's friggin' assistant,
like intern, or
closet organizer.
She's like yes,
so
Paris,
funny.
I'll organize your closet. For
yeah,
you.
She's like organize my closet.
Brutal.
Yes, Paris.
And then she was like all over Kim, like loving it. They
yeah.
were like hugging and snugging.
That must be trippy for Paris to be like, this girl used to be on my employee and my friend who's
yeah.
like hung out in the background. Now you're Kim Kardashian. Like,
yeah.
that's wild.
And then I think she posted something about that and was like, Merry Christmas from Paris Hilton and I
yeah.
on her Insta.
Yeah. So they're buds, but that's nice. Like
Kendall was revenge. So cute when she slid down the thing and then she like fell off and then someone in the background was like, Kendall. And I died laughing. I was like,
Kendall.
Oh. She's like, Kendall. scandal.
She's so funny.
She doesn't give a shit. Like, she literally, like, will do whatever.
Yeah. Like, how do you even sit down on those fucking...
Especially in that
how
gown?
Do you walk in the snow in your heels?
The gown.
Are you... Yeah, in the gown and heels. Like, how are they not, like, getting destroyed or frostbite? Like, I'm not just going to leisurely... Well, those freaking Kendall and Kylie... No, and Courtney on their ski trip, just mm-hmm. posing in their bikinis my God. And jackets. Yes.
So stay tuned for our recreation of this. It will happen at some point in 2019.
Yeah, after a stomach flu.
Yeah, exactly.
Me. Yeah.
When we're skinny as hell, obviously.
For sure. But so funny. Yeah, so they Mason, don't give a fuck.
He did something.
Okay, this video is the funniest thing.
Oh my God.
You just found that on Twitter? Like, who posted that?
It was like, Mason is everything always. And then it was like Mason going up to the DJ being like, can we play different music? And then who is it? Just Chloe standing there with him and she's looking and he's like, oh, what do you want me to play? And he's like, 10K cash. And then he goes down to the freaking dance floor.
We're going
to
post this video on our Instagram, guys. Yeah. It's so fucking funny. He's like dabbing and like skeeting so bad. It's so funny. Just like pure like dance. Like, oh
it's
my
so
God.
Funny. He's such
he's
a little.
He's trap dancing yeah. so much. It's so effing funny. And everyone's looking at each other. Like,
they weren't expecting
like,
it.
Like, I don't know what this is. Mason's just full dance routine. Oh, that was the funniest video I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God.
I am still laughing from when you showed me that 10 minutes ago.
Oh my God.
Yeah, cute little Kardashian Christmas.
And then freaking Kendall or Kylie.
Oh yeah, Kylie in her, well, the matching your baby to your outfit. Chloe and Kylie were just like all about that this
which,
year,
like,
which is
I
really
thought it
funny.
Was super cute, but what did
it's
you say
cute.
Earlier?
Okay, so Kylie, yeah, Kylie like, posted this thing. She's like, yeah, I left the party early to bath and put my baby to bed, but I couldn't get this dress off, so I just bathed her in this gown. She's wearing like this like diamond sequin gown like to the floor.
What
she's just like
the hell,
like just doing all her motherly things.
Oh
well,
my
you
God,
gotta do what you gotta do, I guess.
She
but.
Probably wanted to like add some type of like attention element to the fact that she left and everyone's like, where's Kylie?
Mom.
She's like, I was just bathing in diamonds.
I'm a mom.
I was.
She's like, couldn't bathing. Get my dress off, so I had to bathe my baby in this dress.
Okay, eye roll.
Whatever. You're gonna be doing the same thing.
True.
Yeah, like fucking let's true. See. It's gonna be fucking you. You're gonna be like, whatever.
Had to do it.
Put the lubes on. Doing the dishes.
Don't care. Yeah. Try and stop me.
LOL. Okay. Well, in other news, on more of a drama note. A black widow, baby. Wow, you have to reconsider your day job. Singing is your calling.
I know.
Thank you for that marvelous introduction.
Yep. Fucking Iggy Azalea, that dumb bitch.
Oh.
You want to know what she did?
Tell us, Danielle. Tell us.
She had a concert and her freaking dancer started having a seizure and she just like literally sauntered over. Peered over. She's like, oh my God, I got a Monica. Like, what, Iggy? What? Your dancer's just
what
literally,
did you want her to do?
She's fully convulsing on the stage, just like continues her rap saunter. And then
saunter.
Eventually they stop the music and then the medic come on the stage. But like,
yes.
What the F, Iggy?
So Iggy was performing at a festival or something in Brazil, Rio de Janeiro.
Which, like, okay, first of all, that was like, it looked like a full concert.
Yeah, it was like a massive stadium, like millions of people were in that stadium. Anyway.
You know what they say? The show must go wrong.
Well, yes. Yeah, so Iggy was performing. In this video, she noticeably looks at her dancer on the ground, looks at her, turns away, keeps singing. And then eventually she was like, stops the show. And then the medics rush on stage and then it's a scene. But like there is like a noticeable time in between where she's just kind of like left her on the ground. And like even the other backup dancers like stopped. And
there was like one person with her like.
Yeah, the other
down.
Girl stopped dancing and they like, kind of rushed over to her. And then it kind of was a scene. But she did eventually stop it. And it, I don't know. So I guess she's getting a lot of
haterade
for this. Oh, yeah. People are being like, how dare you? Like, just leave her. Like, that's so gross. Like, how dare you? Blah, blah, blah. Like, people are making memes about the dancer. And so Iggy spoke out about it. And she's like, hey, guys, like, I thought she just, like, twisted her ankle. I called for a medic, but, like, the show has to go on. Like, the music didn't stop, so I kept the show going, blah, blah, blah.
But she could have stopped the music.
Okay, so.
Wait, I want to read what she said.
Okay, yeah, read out her word for word.
She said, hey, guys, just want to let everyone know asking that my dancer is okay. The lights and heat caused her to have a seizure. She is backstage feeling much better. Also, for what it's worth in regards to the backup dancer, one, I thought she had just fallen and twisted her ankle, and it may sound harsh, but you keep singing until the music stops and ask for a medic, which is what I did. Two, we are all really shaken up by what happened and just thankful she is okay. Three, I know it's easy to make memes of someone passed out, but someone having a seizure isn't funny. It's really scary.
I haven't seen any memes, have you?
I haven't really either. But I've just seen like a lot of like the
She's just getting a lot of hate for it.
So she was like, so I hope my fans do not repost some of the memes I'm seeing about my dancer. So that's what she said.
Okay. I have an unpopular opinion, but I need to come to Iggy's defense here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am a dancer. I've been dancing, performing my whole life.
Yeah.
Like, since I was three. The number one rule in dance class, like literally like your dance class teacher beats this into your head. Like literally I've been screamed at before. They're like, I don't care if you're dying, you're bleeding, your costume falls off. The music goes, the world ends. You dance, you finish that fucking routine. They're like, you dance until the song is over. So
but I feel
been
like that's like
there's been many a times. No.
Mentality.
It was literally like my aunt, like everyone. Like, no, like that's just the world advancing. Like you don't stop. Like, I've been at competitions where my music stopped and you keep going in silence. You dance in dead silence and like people get awards for it and stuff like that too. Like they're like, I know people who's like their tops have fallen off and like they keep fucking dancing. Your costume falls off. You dance until you're finished. Like that's what we as performers are drilled into your head until like, that's what like you're like the show must go on. Like that's mm-hmm. where that saying comes from. So,
but I just think like it was really graphic.
Like, I mean, she was obviously like jumping. She did look over at her. I thought she just like hurt herself too. Like mm-hmm. you didn't really know. Like it wasn't like she was like having a full, like she always having a seizure, but like when you're on stage, like you're trying, she's trying to like distract from it. Like, I don't know. And honestly,
yeah.
I don't think Iggy's fucking booking many shows these days. True, like Homegirl's got it. She is getting paid to show up there. She's probably getting paid thousands of dollars to put on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to complete the contract to get that check. So
a lot of people homegirl
singing the freaking, she's gonna freaking,
she's
sing
like, I'm
and
not
dance.
Stopping. I'm
yeah,
getting
like, I don't care if this freaking, she's like, I don't care if the siege collapses. The set is getting done and I'm cashing my check. God. Like, I need this. Like, homegirl's
Despacito.
Not. Yeah, she's probably, she's in Despacito times. She's
oh,
like,
fuck yeah.
I got paid to show up here and sing. I am singing. I
somebody's
need that.
Somebody's gotta pay for that plastic
money.
Surgery.
Yeah, someone's gonna pay off that.
I think she got a nose, chin. Something.
She got a life job. Face. She got a life job, like everything. So homegirl, her first song was work, 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 work. Homegirl's a fucking hard worker. She's going to work until the end. So she did stop the show eventually and like everyone came over.
I just like, felt like it was so.
I know, but
I don't know.
Coming from showbiz, I understand where she was. She was getting paid to do a task. She's going to do her task. And like, it's not like she like fucking kicked her off the stage and kept going. She's like she did
the
stop.
Set.
Yeah. She's like, you're ruining everything. Yeah. You're ruining my performance.
She
like
she's like, somebody.
She did.
Block
yeah,
her
yeah. She's like, get a medic. You. Get a medic. And she keeps going. But she's like, oh, wait. Homegirl's actually like
convulsing?
Not okay. She's convulsing. Then everyone stops. But like,
it looked bad.
This stage was like not approachable too. Like, it was in the middle of the stadium. Like, it wasn't like a stage. And then like the bowl is like around it. And like, there's one side. Like, it was in the middle. Like, she is surrounded by people of four side. Like, it's not very friendly.
Yeah.
It's not like they could have just like wheeled that girl off gracefully. Like, they had to bring in like a stretcher, a wheeler off. Like, that is like a spectacle in itself. So I feel for you, Iggy. I hope your dancer's okay.
Me too.
I think everyone was pretty harsh, but
yeah,
that just shows you show business is real.
Oh yeah. And
the real, real
shows you the power of social media ripping you apart once again, like we always fucking say,
be nice to people, people.
Oops. I just swore.
Oops.
There goes my 2020 is my year.
2020.
For sure.
I already screwed up. 2020 is my
year for sure.
Finding a lawyer is a real pain. Trust me. Lawyer.com's free matching service makes it easy. On the website, you'll see a toll-free number and a form. For immediate help, call and talk to a matching expert or complete this easy form. Lawyers can start contacting you in minutes. So don't worry. Lawyer.com will get the right lawyer working for you.
All right. So as you guys obviously just heard, Lindsay Lohan is the new spokesperson for Lawyer.com. And I know you're probably like, well, it's just a job. Some celebrities, they endorse lots of weird things like shampoo and toothpaste and
head and yeah.
Yeah. Everything. All the weird things.
Aveeno, Head and Shoulders, Smart Water.
Yeah. So like obviously so she's trying funny. To get that paycheck.
Hey, what the fuck is lawyer.com?
So allegedly it's this website where you can go and get like free legal help. And they approached her asking her to be the new spokesperson. And I think that they obviously they wanted to kind of like have a funny spin on it because she's been so kind of like controversial in the media with her legal, you know, shenanigans with her DUIs.
So yeah, they're obviously just trying to like tap into another demo. Like they're trying to tap into like a younger Lilo demo. So that's probably like the 35 and under.
Mm-hmm.
Like those people are like, oh, lawyer. Because honestly, like I would say, like if I was in an incident, I would have no idea where to turn to. Like I feel like someone, the people my age that know about legal advice were people that actually study law, or rich people are like, oh, my daddy's lawyer is coming after you. So like
are you
Danielle? Yeah,
exactly.
Attacked
by that.
But like, no, I mean, I haven't committed a crime or done anything that needed a lawyer. Mm-hmm. But like, I honestly, I wouldn't even know where to turn. So doing someone that's more like kind of ironic and kind of celebrity like that would identify with our millennial group and like people our age that think it is smart. But I think it's random AF. Like
it really
what
is.
What the hell? I just looked up their site. Like these. This is like a dinky, dorky little.
But like
site.
Most
like
lawyers
these
are pretty.
Men, it's just like a bunch of old geezers that are probably like, what? How do we get the cool kids over here?
They're like, let's use Lindsay Lohan, the train wreck.
Let's use a convict. Like, literally, just
she's
like.
She's had a couple DUIs, haven't she?
Yeah, Dewey's.
Oh, she's a good fit.
Those are cool. Like, this is just in America?
Also, like.
What's going on? Oh, wait, Canada, everywhere.
It's
like,
worldwide.
They go global. Lawyer.com.
That is a pretty damn good domain, you have to say.
It's, yeah.
Like, shit, I need a lawyer. Lawyer.com.
Lawyer.com. Yeah, fucking their SEO is probably off the roof.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Off the chain. Lawyer search. Yeah, this is wild. It's literally like you fill out a form. It's like, describe your case. There's like a fucking 140 characters like tweet box. Like they're trying to just make this really friendly, user friendly. So your name, your cell phone number, your email. So I guess you're like, fuck, I killed someone. And then they email you back and they're like, let's get you out of jail.
Oh my God.
Smart.
Yeah,
'cause
you have Wi-Fi when, or you have one like, call
look,
to give.
Lindsay's face. Yeah. They're like, can I just put a
her
lawyer
face
not,
is on
yeah,
the website.
Her face is on the banner. Like her face is everywhere.
It's freaking ridiculous.
That red hair is going glowing against the white and blue back tones of the website. Like this is just.
So some
branding
of the,
101.
Some of the media outlets, they're loving it and thinking it's like the funniest thing ever. And like they're like, oh, Lindsay, she's coming back and showing her sense of humor. And, you know, if you need a lawyer, you can just know how to call.
Yeah, because obviously she's used a bunch of lawyers. And like she is part of the joke on it. She like literally says, she's like, I've used a bunch of lawyers. I've had a million DUIs. Mm-hmm. Like, ha ha ha. Lawyer.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So but they're trying to make it funny. Add some comedy
but then,
to it.
Ad Age, they speak to the article and say kind of like it's not funny because celebrities, they're not just like us. They don't surf over
privileged.
To lawyer.com.
Yeah, exactly.
And find legal representation.
Yeah, I highly doubt when Lindsay was in the back of a cop car, she's like lawyer.com. I'm just going to click on lawyer.com and get Gary from Wisconsin
Whatever.
To represent me. Like, no, you're obviously gonna use your high powered attorney to get you off free.
Seriously.
Now you own a fucking club in Mykonos. Like, you should be in jail if you're
so
if so many people did this. Yeah. It's true. So it's kind of like glamorizing in like the that fact of it.
And yeah, someone was like, that commented was like, I endangered the lives of other drivers, passengers, and pedestrians multiple times because I was too irresponsible to arrange alternate transportation for a night of drinking. LOL.
Yeah, like that's obviously like a backhanded comment to them being like, I'm Lindsay, use lawyer.com. It's easy. And she's like, yeah, I don't worry, just
act responsible. Yeah. Lawyer.com. I don't know.
Totally. I mean, it's definitely controversial, but that's obviously it's doing its job. It's getting people talking.
True that.
I mean, now I know what lawyer.com is. So if I ever need a lawyer.
True that it worked. Damn it.
I think of Lilo. Damn it. Fuck. Damn it. They got us again.
God damn.
Media.
Viral.
Advertisements.
Articles.
Yeah. Why is humor so fucking funny?
I know.
Well, they get us every time.
We'll post the video of the commercial on our socials.
Yeah.
So you can let us know what you think. Yeah. All right. Enough of the tangents. It's time to talk about something a little more serious and a little more real.
Real talk. Real talk.
I'm Danielle Gauguin, here with your weekly news clues, where we talk news, fake news, debauchery, social media, and what's hot off the press.
All right, well, sticking to the theme of New Year's resolutions and that New Year, New Me mentality, a common phenomenon in the health circuit and trends for January is the dry January. The concept of dry January is from withstanding from alcohol consumption for the month of January to cleanse and renew the body, mind, and soul. And these are some of the health benefits of doing such a thing. Giving up alcohol for a month has been linked to better sleep, overeating less often, healthier liver, improved athletic performance, which may sound like all great things.
But like also no fucking shit.
Yeah. Well,
oh my God, you guys, I keep swearing
for 1 minute.
I've sworn like 17 times.
2020. Yeah. It's your year.
So I guess screw dry January. Let's just chug some booze.
Exactly. Well, and especially thanks to Mr. Donald Hensard, an associate professor in nutrition and preventative medicine at the Mayo Clinic, which they are fucking the standard of health and wellness in my books.
Mm-hmm.
He's
they're
quoted,
definitely doctors.
Yeah, they're definitely they're doctors. So
WebMD.
Well, no, Mayo Clinic is like big shit. Like okay, they're like the bomb.
Yeah.
The bomb.com. The smarty of the smartest.
True. Okay, continue.
The smarties of the smarties.
Okay, wait, what are they saying?
Quote from Henry. He says, the more you drink, the more you benefit from dry January, he says, in general. If someone is drinking a lot, their baseline, even a temporary hiatus, means they'll benefit. But if someone drinks a small amount, big deal. It doesn't really make a difference if they quit for a month. It's not going to influence them in the long term. So keyword here is long term.
So they're saying it doesn't matter?
No, he's saying it doesn't matter. So he's like, obviously, if you are an alcoholic and you dry January would be great. But like, if you're just drink a little bit in the long term, dry January isn't going to do anything for you, which is kind of cool. Because obviously, yeah, you're going to do that retox thing again. Like as soon as you start drinking again in February, it's all going to keep going like that. So, of course, as he says, it's great to take hiatuses, but like it's not going to change your life.
So there was this WebMD article that kind of counters that. So it was like, basically, it's just a New Year's resolution, said Dr. Scott Krakower, assistant unit chief of psychiatry at the Zucker Hillside Hospital.
Ain't no Mayo Clinic.
in Glen Oaks, New York. You've been drinking during the holidays, and the idea is that if you stop during the next month, your life and health would be better in the coming year. But does it work? No. There's some evidence that having a dry January might indeed benefit your health. Dropping alcohol for 1 month can lower your blood pressure, improve your insulin resistance, decrease your weight, and reduce your blood levels of a significant protein linked to cancer.
For 1 month. And 1 month only.
To a small study published by the BMJ Open earlier this year.
Ain't no Mayo Clinic.
Ain't no Mayo Clinic.
Oh, God. So, I mean, obviously, yeah, it's probably a good idea to take a break. A dry weekend every now and then is great.
Oh, my God. This article.
Not for the stories. I have to quote this article. The liver. Okay. Continue.
People who quit drinking for a month also find it easier to lay off the sauce for months afterward.
Dead.
The sauce? Who the fuck calls it the sauce?
A fucking 12-year-old frat boy. That's who does. That's hilarious. That's so funny. The sauce. Oh my God, that's such a bro thing. I cannot even.
I think an intern wrote this.
Yeah, totally. A frat boy that is interning at WebMD for the
hashtag
summer.
Hashtag dry January.
That's so funny. Well, my boy also mentions that having a drink now and then is fun and relaxing and it's good for your health.
Mm-hmm.
So research also says in one study that found that drinking responsibly literally makes you happier. Another found that it can help you solve creative problems faster. An occasional drink can lower your risk of heart disease and your risk of dying. Come on, it doesn't get much better than that. That's so funny. They're completely contradicting themselves, but that's great.
This article is so stupid. It's like in the study, researchers.
I don't believe yours because yours says sauce. People.
Also, and mine says.
Mine's from the Mayo Clinic and it says to drink, and yours says sauce and says not to drink. So and it also, I don't believe yours.
Guess
so
how many people were in this research? Like how many participants?
Three.
There was not even 100.
94 to be exact.
Great fucking study recruitment you guys did.
Like, this is a funny. So all in all, people. Dry January is just a fucking hashtag on Instagram. You don't need to participate. It's not going to change your life. You're just going to fuck up your liver in February. So why don't you just do yourself the fit? Just not shock your liver in February and space it out between Jan and just call it a day. Thank you.
It mic drop. It's all a farce. We all know you're freaking poor from Christmas. Don't try to fool us for being healthy. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right. Moving right along. It's time for...
All right. I don't know about you, but one of my things that I was really looking forward to this January was looking at my horoscope for the new year. And then obviously every month I get super excited because it's a new month to check out what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Did you look at any like astrology?
Yeah, I did. Apparently I'm going to get some money.
Oh, live that.
Yeah, I'm like, that's cool. It's like, this is going to be a good work year for work and money. I'm like, great. That's what you said last year.
I know, right?
What about the love part?
I know. What about the love? Yeah. What happened in December? We were supposed to get raises and boyfriends for you. And
I mean, I think it's everything's just on a delay, but we'll see.
The cosmic delay has happened.
Yeah.
Well.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
So on January 5th, we have a... new moon, solar eclipse in Capricorn. So obviously the past few years were all about understanding what you truly and deeply wanted in your life in order to make you happy. Now that you've kind of sort of didn't figure that out, it's time to build on that thing and make it more real. But building something does not happen overnight, people. It doesn't happen without hard work. It will take time. It will force you to make hard decisions, and it will require you to put in some of your emotional sensitivities behind you in order to do things that need to be done. Okay? So if you can do that...
get it.
If you can do that, you will get the shmoney, honey. Okay?
Get it.
So it will set you up for long-term major success, and you better embrace it. So the time now is not anymore about what you want or feel. It's about what you need to do to ensure your ultimate success. Be practical, results-oriented, think long-term. Don't skip out on the hard work and dedication that will require at this time.
Tell them, sister.
Don't take shortcuts and don't be hasty.
Nope, none of that. Not a debt.
The good things you do now will blossom greatly. The bad things you do now with no integrity or foresight will come back to bite you. If you just fool around, it's not going to be pretty. So if not this year, many years down the road when maybe you are least expecting it. So people, in summation, put in the fucking work, okay?
We got this.
Yep. Let us know if you read your horoscopes and what you think about this month and this year to come, because we're really interested. I got a book from my sister for Christmas, and it talks about different astrology signs and how...
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, so this was actually one of my favorite gifts that I got. It talks about, like, each sign, and then it breaks it down into individual, like, scenarios. So it'd be like the Taurus roommate, the Libra friend, the Libra lover, the Libra ex.
I'm a roommate? Well, or like in the situation?
Yeah, so like every single sign. It would be like the Taurus employee, the Taurus client. Like,
ooh, I want to borrow this.
Yeah, we can look at it together. But yeah, let us know, peeps. What do you think about January? Are you excited? Did anyone get raises or boyfriends or anything special happen in December? Let us know. Anyway, that's it. That's all.
That's our epi for today.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, and we will chat with y'all next week.
Like, follow, subscribe, y'all.
Love ya.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
Bye, bitches. Yeah.